This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 367, recorded Wednesday, September 27th, 2017, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. Did you have an exciting week?
Oh boy. No, not really.
I can't say that I did either. There was some praying. There was some eating. There was some loud singing.
So yay?
I don't know. My family all gathered in one single place to do stuff. I hung around with my grandfather, who is somewhat disinterested nowadays. Well, I think he's done everything. He's over 100.
Wow.
My grandmother is upset that her cell phone battery keeps dying and has decided she wants a smartphone. I'm trying to decide if she can.
Can she handle the smartphone?
She had trouble handling the flip phone.
Well, that's because there's like mechanical, like you got to open it and stuff. That's not cool.
Well, I've got her a Moto E4 and I've got a SIM card for it for the Verizon
network. Cool.
It's sitting here. I've put on all the important things like my phone number, my mother's phone number. I have to install the application that allows me to track her. My mother worried.
All right.
But, I thought that would be a potentially interesting topic. Preparing a Android phone for a less technologically able individual.
Huh.
Do you have any thoughts?
No, because I tend to expect people to work out their own problems, but I'm a jerk like that.
You're asking me to tell my grandmother, who just turned 91, that she should work out her own problems?
I guess. I'm not a very nice person.
I don't know. You've always been very nice to me, but you don't have to put up with me every day. You only have to be nice to me. But if anybody has any suggestions, I did install Wiser, which is a alternative launcher that has nice big buttons.
Cool.
I got her Gmail account. Well, she has to put all of her settings somewhere. I gave myself access to read her email.
Oh, that seems shiesty.
Why? She doesn't know what email is.
So it's okay for you to read her email.
She won't be sending any. It'll just be automated messages.
Okay.
I set her up for Duo, so video chat with family members. And she has one of those.
That's a good thing or not.
Yeah, and she has one of those Alexis.
Ooh.
That's what she calls it.
Alexis I.
No, Alexis. She has trouble remembering the name.
Okay.
But she likes it. So I should install some. I should install Amazon apps on the phone. Yeah, I'll figure it out. Anyway, in other news, I've decided to, after a long hiatus, find somebody else to write gadget wisdom posts.
Oh, okay.
Well, I haven't. I looked it up, and I have not written one in about a year and a half. I have sublet the site. So there's been somebody who's been there occasionally, linking to tech articles, but not actually talking about them.
Yeah.
That is, of course, the captain. You heard of him?
Yep.
Really?
No.
He's the guy who has access to the site who has not written an article, but just occasionally posts other people's articles.
Still, that's contributing.
It is. So I'm going to continue to be the editor of the site, but I've sublet the site to somebody else to write some articles.
Cool.
Yeah. It's somebody I met through my various interests. You know, I've been spending time with home automation.
Yep.
So if somebody wants to write something, they might as well. So the site may be active. I even put up a new logo.
Ooh.
Yes, I updated the USB logo that I've been using. So if you go to the site now, you'll see a completely new USB logo.
Now it's a USB stick.
Well, previously it was a USB plug.
Yep.
But it's a GW.
Ah.
So we'll see how long it takes for that guy to take over. I suppose if I don't like it, I could always pull the plug. I have the admin password.
Yep.
Anyway, that's that. So let's see what else is going on. Next week, remember, back to Tuesday.
Back to Tuesday.
Well, Wednesday night, I'll be sitting in a hut in the woods.
Okie dokie.
I do it every year.
Sure. Okay.
I tell you about it every year.
I believe you.
And although the weather's been really nice in the New York area lately, maybe it'll be pleasant down the hut. Some years it just rains, which is a problem because the hut doesn't have a roof.
How does that qualify as a hut?
Well, it has a roof of sorts, but you're supposed to be able to see the stars through the roof, which means it's not really rain effective.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if I can adequately explain. Most people can't. Nope. Expect logically.
Nope. Most people can't. And that's okay. Religion's not about logic.
I agree. Also bought more pies. I've been collecting Pi Zeros.
Pi Zero.
Yeah. Well, the local tech store actually has a sale on Pi Zeros where you can get your first Pi Zero for $5 and your second Pi Zero for $15. So I just keep going back every week and getting another Pi Zero until the promotion's up.
How much are they normally?
$10. But $5 for a wireless computer is not bad. I turned one into a Wi-Fi camera. I'm going to turn another one into a receiver for weather data. I just finished doing that here. I have a bunch of these expensive weather sensors that are used by the Accurite system. You know, mm-hmm. one of those little things where you put the sensor outside and you put a little device inside and it tells you what the temperature is outside?
Yes.
I clearly have too many devices in here, don't I? You could hear the echo through the room as every device dinged. Anyway, so I was having trouble finding a way to get temperature sensing of my apartment. So after doing some research online, I basically bought a few of those sensors, distributed them around my apartment, and then found a USB software-defined radio that I had already bought that was sitting in a drawer, hooked it up, and started receiving the radio frequency of all of those wireless transmitters and capturing the temperature.
Interesting.
Well, that's how I know. It is 76.28 degrees Fahrenheit and 57% humidity here in the living room. In the kitchen, it is 79.34 degrees with a 53% humidity. In the bedroom, it is 72.68 degrees, and the humidity is still pending. Oh, here we are, 55. Also, it is 76.38 degrees outside. So my kitchen is hotter than outside, whereas my living room is also hotter than outside, and the bedroom is cooler. And they're all within sight of each other. I also taught the system how to turn on my air conditioner with an infrared emitter. So I can now turn the air conditioner on before I come
home. Cool.
It's off now to interfere with the sound. It will be on after the program's. But I'm really getting into this stuff.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, the really strange part is going to Lowe's and buying all the clearance light bulbs. I'm kidding. Would you be interested in a Zigbee-enabled light bulb? I can give you a good deal. Original list price, $30. I bought it for $750.
Wow.
Yeah, I figured I could replace every bulb in the house. Although I don't really think I need a remote-controlled bathroom. Might be fun, though. Anyway, moving along. Google is on this note, is actually preparing to integrate Android Thing with Chromecast and Android P. So we just got O, and we're already talking about P. I
wonder what P is going to be.
Are we going to start that now, or are we going to wait?
Well,
how about Pi?
I think Pi. Pi's a good one. No, Android Pi. No, too short.
Popcorn?
Possibly. That's not bad.
I don't know. I have to think of what other desserts start with P. Prune
Dinge. Anyway, so what is this? Okay, so Android Things is...
It used to be called Brillo. It's their Internet of Things embedded systems OS.
Okay.
So basically, so far, it's only in beta. There hasn't actually been a normal release of it.
Right. So it's not on any devices.
No, it's just in test mode. So apparently, they are suggesting that these IoT devices will integrate with Chromecast.
Wow, that's interesting.
Well, it is. And it's actually more interesting in light of what happened today.
What happened today?
Well, I heard about this evening. Apparently, Amazon unveiled a bunch of new devices. They seem to want to conquer the smart home. So if you go to the front page of Amazon, there's a new Echo, which is sort of a smaller version of the one we know. There's the Echo Plus, which looks a lot more like the old Echo, except it has a built-in smart home hub. There's the Echo Spot, which looks like a discounted version. Well, it looks like a discounted version of the Show. So the Show was their first attempt at a video Echo.
Right.
This looks like they said, this is just too expensive. We need something a little smaller. And the Show is a bit compelling only because I'd like to be able to see who's at my doorbell. I use a $30 Amazon tablet for that, and the ads get in the way. Then there's a new Fire TV with 4K. I know you like 4K. Also, it looks a lot like a Chromecast in form factor. It's a tiny little dongle. There's the Echo Connect that turns your Echo into a voice-controlled speakerphone. So it's a little thing that you plug into your telephone. And the one I was thinking of, the Echo Buttons. So the Echo Buttons are basically part of Alexa Gadgets. Oh, forgot, I shouldn't say that word. A collection of fun and playful products that enhance voice interactions with compatible Echo devices. The first are Echo Buttons, a new way for customers to play games. So basically, it's like a buzzer. But I'm assuming that people will do things with them other than just play games.
We can hope.
Well, no. Once you have a button, it's a signal. A signal means that you could have it do something else. For example, you could have it order Amazon products. That's not the one I'm thinking of.
Right.
But that has potential, doesn't it?
Okay.
Anyway, it's just interesting. I think smart homes may be prepared to blow up, figuratively speaking. Although somebody did suggest today when I told them that I was building all of the home automation stuff, that my home needs a name. Do you have a name for your home, Jerry?
No.
Do you think I should name my home?
Although, interestingly, I have names for all the other pieces of real estate, but not for my home.
Well, again, not because it really needs a name, but, you know, more for nomenclature purposes. You know, when I say voice commands, I should be able to say, you know, turn on light in Guru Land.
Yeah, sure.
I get it. I do not know what to call my house. If you have any ideas.
Nope.
How about Home Country Buffet? That's already taken, isn't it? Or did they go out of business?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There was a buffet place called Home Country Buffet.
Oh.
Anyway, if anybody thinks of anything, feel free to drop me a line. Maybe something with some alliteration. You know, Guru's Garage. Although I don't want to suggest to people I live in a garage. I only live behind a garage. Anyway, moving along. Even Bill Gates apparently uses an Android phone.
I don't know why this is news, because, well, I just don't.
Well, apparently nobody's using Windows Phone.
No, but the people who do use it should be big fans.
Oh, well, you know, there are people who are big fans of a lot of things. People still own record players. By the way, I still own a record player. Google has given Nexus 6P and 5X owners 2 extra months of security patches.
So instead of ending on September next year, it'll end in November next year.
Oh, I thought that was nice. I wonder what the motivation was there.
Maybe it's when the next phone's going to come out.
Well, the Moto X 4 is now a Project 5 phone, which you can order and you can trade in your old phone for it. You'll get $50 extra credit up until October 5th. So if I wanted to trade in my Nexus 5X, I checked, I could get $115 in credit plus a $50 bonus, $165 towards a $400 phone. So you know what I decided to do?
What's that?
Wait till October 4th and see what the Pixel is before I decide if I'm going to do that. Because up until the 4th, the credit will still be there and I will see what is coming next. Because I think it's time for me to consider. So yes. The Moto X4, and I've been playing a lot with Motorola phones because I just set one up for my grandmother, which I'm a Moto E4. And before that, I set up two of them, two Moto G5 Pluses for my parents, which netted me their old LG, the one my father dropped on the floor. I bought him a case. So I'm not against Motorola. Admittedly, Lenovo has not managed them as effectively. But I'd like to see, would I splurge for a Pixel? Is it even worth splurging? A lot of the leaks suggest it might or might not. Yeah, but $115 plus a $50 credit for a total of $165 trade-in on a phone I paid $249 for is not bad.
No.
Not only did I pay $249, I got a refurbished exchange on it. So I'm on my second phone. I got a lot of use out of $249. Speaking of which, if you want your updates, the check for update button in Android will now actually push updates to your Pixel or Nexus device.
Which I think is super cool.
Well, they finally realized that anybody who's obsessively mashing the button actually wants something, you might as well give it to them, and they know what they're getting into.
Yep. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Do you want to take the next one?
So... COW, copy on write. There's a exploit for it, and it's out in the wild. Oops.
Firefox 56 will end support for Adobe Flash Android, which Adobe itself ended some time ago, but people could still sideload the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Flash is, once again, for the 50th time.
I'm sorry.
The Oreo settings app has been crashing for some when viewing Wi-Fi or mobile data usage.
Has it crashed for you?
Not that I've noticed, but I just happen to have my phone here. So let's see if it crashes. Where's data use? They moved everything around on me. Here we are. It's two levels down now. Nope, didn't crash.
Mine doesn't either.
According to this, I've used
two... The problem is related to having too many internet connections or internet-connected apps running at once. Interesting.
Oh, this is interesting. I didn't even notice this. Under under Oreo, you can actually have different dates for your usage.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, my mobile data usage goes from the 24th of the month, and the Wi-Fi usage goes to the 27th of the month.
That's odd.
Yeah, I don't know where you change that. Because it says, what day is my billing cycle, which I've set, but it's giving a different set of days. Maybe it's giving a literal 30 days there. Who knows? Hard to tell, isn't it?
Yep.
But according to this, I've used a lot of data. Not so much on... mobile, but I've used 14.67 gigabytes.
On Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't necessarily care what I did on Wi-Fi.
Still, it's interesting.
I do care what I did on mobile, because that's what I pay for. I'm not saying I don't pay for Wi-Fi, but not in the individuals. Oh, well. More Wi-Fi for me. So, researchers have warned that Go Keyboard is apparently spying on millions of users.
What?
What do you mean, what?
I mean, what?
Didn't you use Go Keyboard for a bit?
I don't think so.
I can't remember which keyboards we used.
Swift and...
I thought you tried it for like a day. Here we are. The Go Keyboard Terms of Service explicitly state that the app will never collect your personal information, but in reality, it does just that. The keyboard is also using a prohibited technique to download and execute malicious code.
Uh-oh.
It transmits your Google account email, your language, location, network type, screen size, Android version and build number, device model. Some of the plugins you can download are capable of downloading and executing malicious code and been rated as adware by most antivirus engines.
Goodness.
Lucky I'm not using that.
Yep.
Let's see. Gboard's beta redesigned the language picker and simplified selecting alternate layouts.
Nice. I like that.
Oh, I know you like language pickers.
I do, because I use multiple language, multiple meaning too. But
two is more than one, therefore making it a multiple.
Or at least a couple.
And in other news, Twitter is experimenting with 280 characters.
Yeah. Interesting stats on that.
Yeah. I just don't understand it. Twitter made its business saying, we're only 140 characters. So let's stop doing that. Do you know what you call it if you do not limit people to 140 characters?
A blog post?
Basically, yes. You just switch from microblogging to blogging. What's the point? The whole challenge of Twitter was always that you had to have your message short.
Yep.
Oh, well, this is the beginning of the end. Let's all switch over to what's the Twitter competitor?
There's a Twitter competitor?
I'm sure there must be.
I didn't know that.
How about we all switch over to Google Plus? There's still people on there. Of course, I'm on.
No, I know some of the communities, they use Google Plus a lot.
I don't know. Recently, I found out that there were a bunch of people who were using Discord for their community.
It's kind of like the Slack competitor.
Oh, yeah. Except I gathered less commercial. Not 100% lacking in commerciality. Let's see. Moving along here. Material design UI and new features are coming to Gmail.
Ooh.
I thought that was nice. And more accurate and efficient GPS chips are coming to smartphones next year.
And these are looking at what? Sub-centimeter accuracy?
I thought it was inch.
Oh. Still, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Basically, the new Broadcom GPS chip apparently will provide more accurate mapping features and less battery drain. So here we are. The location will be, current GPS chips provide accuracy within 5 meters or 500 centimeters. The new one is going down to 30 centimeters. I thought I saw it in inches, but that must have been a different article. Along with the improved accuracy, it should perform better in cities and other urban locations where there are a lot of tall buildings and concrete structures. 50% less power than what current chips provide by moving the chip set to a 28 nanometer design using a new radio technology and taking advantage of a dual core sensor hub that was designed specifically for it. This is the BCM47755. That would also be the first chip that can connect to L5 satellites that are capable of kicking out a more accurate set than the older L1.
Cool.
Although there have been devices capable of using L5, this will be the first time that technology gets way to consumer products. I feel like I should look up these satellites.
It's kind of hard to complain about half the battery usage and significantly better accuracy, even when you're in the area of where there's reflections.
Well, how often do you need to know your location down to the centimeter?
Well, for augmented reality.
I meant you personally, not...
Well, I don't have any augmented reality stuff.
Do you want to?
I want glasses that overlay the world around me with stuff.
What sort of stuff?
Addresses, portals? People's names, portals. Yeah.
Okay, we'll have fun with that. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our agenda.
Woo!
We will be back next week. Also, remember, if you're in the New York area, which I am, I will be attending the second day of Indie Web Camp New York City on Sunday, October 1st, where I will be helping people create their own personal website. And if nobody's interested in being helped create their personal website, then I will sit there and work on my personal.
That's funny. Good idea, but still funny.
We all need hobbies, but I am trying to be helpful. So if anybody there needs help, then I will help them. If nobody needs help, I'll keep them busy. We already have some attendees. If anybody's available on Saturday, they're doing panels, which I am sad to miss, but I will be busy in the midst of a 26-hour fast. We're back to yay religion.
Yay religion.
Don't like it, but it's what I do. The fasting. Anyway, hopefully that'll all work.
I'm sure it will.
I was talking about the Indie Web Camp. There's not much I can do about the fasting.
Oh.
Although it does inspire me to want to read about those fasting diets since I've been trying to lose. That's all my grandmother wanted to talk about.
Fasting diets?
No. She kept reminding me how she could see less of my chin than she could before.
Okay.
I didn't think it was that bad. But family aside, that brings us to the end of the program. We will be back on October 3rd with another show. The following week, remember, October 10th, we will be doing a show because the 11th, one last holiday. Then we get to the 18th, when I will be out of the country. And I do not know my availability for show entertainment, so it may not be possible. Then I may have to stay out of the country after my vacation because apparently people found out that I was going to be in Europe and wanted to see me.
I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have told them that I was going to be on their side of the world. And that brings me back into the New York area. I don't know when. Being as, while I am confirmed back into New York on the 20th, as was my original plan, I have been asked to change. So who knows when I'll come back. Hopefully not more than a week after that. Because in November, my employer has something. And then I don't have any plans till December. At least not that I have. So I will be my usual boring self.
Well, good luck.
With being boring?
Well, with your relaxing. You know what I mean.
Well, I'm going on a tour. They're not always relaxing. On a positive note, I won the tour. So I'm not paying for it. Free things are always nice.
Yes, normally.
Well, I can't say the tour is nice or not nice because I haven't taken it yet. Not having to pay for it is really nice. All I had to do was get myself across the ocean. Anyway, that brings us to the end of the program. I forgot. Did we mention that nice email that we got from the Door-to-Door Geek?
I don't think so.
Okay. He advised that he was up to 120 podcasts, but he still listens to the show.
Which made me feel biffy.
And
I appreciate it.
Yep. And he looked at his statistics on his phone, and he's been listening to podcasts apparently for 231 days, 20 hours of actual listening time. So far, he's listened to 9 days worth of podcasts in September alone as of last
year. Wow.
And he saved 1 day, 17 hours by skipping silence. So he's actually been listening to them trimmed.
That's a lot.
But just remember, he's always welcome on the show if he wants to show up, if it doesn't conflict with one of the 120 podcasts. So any final thoughts, Jer?
Nope.
Okay.
Good luck.
With what?
All the things.
Good luck to you, too. I hope to hear next week that there's something new and exciting that you want to share with us.
It could happen.
Will it?
I don't know. It could.
Okay. And I'm going to say goodnight because while I'm recording, I'm not allowed to have my air conditioner on. And according to my new temperature sensors, it is 77 degrees in here and I'd like it to go down 3 or 4 degrees.
All right.
So on that note, good night.
Good night.